Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an-i Hakim, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. About that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that day when we will be present in Allah ta'ala's court, in the presence of Allah on the Day of Judgment, and we'll all be there, and Allah ta'ala states that on that day yawma la yanfa'u, that nothing will avail, nothing will help us, nothing at all, but there will be two things, not wealth and nor our children. These two things will not assist us. And it's surprising to hear this. It's surprising to hear this, that this you could take as an order or a statement of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning this clearly. We read Allah Ta'ala's kalam, we read the Qur'an, we believe in the Qur'an. And how clearly Allah Ta'ala has given this message in the Qur'an, that mal and awlad, wealth and children, are not useful for insan. At which time? That time that will come in which insan's akhirah, hereafter, will be there, will be accounted for our deeds, hisab. And it's surprising that our amal, our practice in our life, is opposite to this statement that Allah Ta'ala has given. That all our lives, from our young life to the middle age to the old age, we spend our time revolving around progression of these two things, mal or children, family. We either love wealth, money, or running after the progress of children. So if this is not going to be useful to us in the akhirah, then why are we spending so much time on this? What is the point? Allah Ta'ala says that all your life long you spend on progressing these two things. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. What will give us use and benefit? We don't pay attention to that. We don't even think about it, that this will benefit us in the hereafter. That is our heart that first and foremost Allah Ta'ala will see. So it's the heart that Allah Ta'ala says will be useful for the human being. Now if we analyze and compare how much time we spend on our hearts and how much time do we spend on mal and awlad, on wealth and children and dunya, because we are blind. Allah Ta'ala says the qawm will be so much show, they'll become blind, deaf, dumb and blind. They won't understand the benefits. So Allah Ta'ala has already released the exam paper for the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala has already released the exam paper. He's made it clear. He's leaked all of the questions to us, that this is not beneficial for you, that all your life long you're spending on these things, and from the beginning to the end of our lives, we revolve around mal, awlad, wealth, children, wealth, family. And Allah Ta'ala says, this won't benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ will help us. So the day when wealth and sons avail not to any man, save him who brings to Allah a whole heart. So we'll leave our mal, we'll leave our children behind. But when we take our heart to Allah, which is clean and it's complete and pure, that's what will give us success. And what we need to think now is, what am I spending my time on? What is my life from morning till evening? What do I have fikr for? What do I have worry for? What do I have a desire for? What will benefit me? Allah Ta'ala says the heart will assist you and benefit you. The qalb, that the heart will save us. And this is everybody who has the heart that will go with everybody. But Allah Ta'ala says not just the heart, but qalbi salim. Not just the flesh, piece of flesh, the heart that we have, me, everyone else, you, everyone else around us, whoever has iman, doesn't have iman. Allah Ta'ala says, I want the qalbi salim, that I will accept pure with nur and light and glowing, shining. And it will emanate light so others can see as well and benefit from. This is the heart that Allah Ta'ala wants. So here Allah Ta'ala has given us a clear guidance that don't waste your time in the world on things that won't benefit you, and utilize your time on this thing. Why do you waste your time? Why do you destroy your life and hereafter? What you are spending your time on to try to achieve, Allah Ta'ala says, all of that's in my hands. That never does a person attain wealth through his own efforts. Remember, never does a person have a child through his own efforts. We don't know whether it's going to be a son or daughter, blind or a little bit deaf or maybe slightly disabled. How long do we have life? How long will we be healthy for? Nobody knows. Nobody has any guarantee. All of this is in Allah Ta'ala's control. So why do we run run after these things too much. Rizq Allah says, I guarantee to you. Health, I guarantee to you. Whatever is in your destiny, you will get. Whatever is in my destiny, I will get. Whatever is in my qismat, I will eat. I can't eat anything else. Maybe thousands of experiences we see in our lives and examples. I buy something for myself, I prepare something for myself, prefer it for myself. After a little while, I'll give it to somebody else because he likes it or he takes it. There are thousands of experiences we have in our lives that nothing is according to our desire or preference. One duty that Allah Ta'ala has given to us is that when you come to me, Allah Ta'ala says, then your heart should be pure and clean. Pure and clean. A good heart and a bad heart, these are two contrasting things. They are two, you can say, situations, circumstances that the heart can have confronting it. Good and bad. And if you say, oh, this man, he's got a good heart. Oh, he's got a bad heart. No, we shouldn't be a bad heart. That good and bad, Allah Ta'ala has given us the criteria to understand what is a good heart and what's a bad heart. So this majlis is for this reason, isn't it? That you come and see me and I see you and we discuss things with each other. We then do amal on what we learn. That this is not a majlis just to pass the time. This is that majlis, that gathering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his karam and mercy, that through this majlis all of us can attain forgiveness, and that will be Allah Ta'ala's mercy and karam. That's why we're gathered here today. So this is the niyyah for me, that when I come here and when we come here, we should have this intention. So, a good heart and a bad heart. So how do we understand what is a good heart and what is a bad heart? What is a heart in a good situation? What is a heart impure in a bad situation? The bad heart, is instilled with, you can say, sins and evil actions. And the worst heart will be the one with the most sins and evil. And what is the worst evil or the worst sin, the worst action that you can call bad? And that is to consider yourself or myself, or for us to consider ourselves as better than others. That I have all of the good qualities, yes? And maybe there's somebody else who's, there's probably very few people today in this day and age who don't think they're better than others in anything. For example, Allah has given us all different qualities. Somebody can cook nicely, somebody can drive nicely, somebody has a good body, good health, somebody has ilm, knowledge, somebody has good knowledge of the world, somebody has good knowledge of the akhirah, somebody is a mahir of the Quran, someone's an expert in tafsir. Everyone has different qualities. Allah Ta'ala has given everyone qualities. Definitely, somebody's good in talking, speaking, verbal skills, somebody has husn and is handsome or is beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has given different qualities to different people. They're dispersed all around the world. And every man who has a good quality or some characteristic, he or she will think, oh, I'm the best in this. No one's better than me. I'm a peer today, I'm a sheikh. The question doesn't arise that there's any other peer better than me. I'm the best sheikh. And I host the dhikr the best from everyone. There's no one better than me. I'm the best driver. There's no driver better than me. Look at those who are sitting with me. They will attest to this fact that I'm the best driver. So this is the thing. The dhahiri, some Allah Ta'ala gives external qualities and skills that are good, and others are internal, and even those are not shared with others. But both apply here. So if we think in our hearts, even in the depth of our heart, that we are better than others, this is the worst sin, and this sin was given the title kibr, pride, and shirk and kufr are the branches of this sin. And this sin of kibr takes a person towards shirk and kufr. This is according to the Quran and the hadith that I'm talking, that we've come here to analyze ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala correct us, improve us. What other reason do we have to be here? You will have heard this, that this is just a revision that I'm just giving us a summary again, because we forget quickly, don't we, what we're about. So the worst illness of the heart, the worst sin, everything emanates from kibr. Kibr, pride, is the root of all evil. And the effects of kibr, the branches are kufr and shirk, and the destination of Jahannam. Severe punishment. And what's the quality of kibr? Or what's the physical demonstration of kibr? Oh, I'm the best. Oh, I'm better. Some people say this verbally. Some people show this through their actions. Oh, look at this other person. I'm better than him. And some openly state it. There are three types of people. Three. Fir'aun said it openly, I'm God. I'm the best. Look where it took him. Where did he end up? Yes, if he sneezed, yeah, no, it's not me, I'm better. For example, my finger, if I sneeze or if my finger's cut or is bent, etc., I think that I can correct everything, I can't. But when a person has wealth, he thinks, I'm the best. I am God. Worship me. I'm better than others. Allah Ta'ala has given great examples in the Quran. So in that heart where these feelings exist, doesn't matter how much a person's worshipping, prostrating, sujood, tilawat of Quran, he could be the biggest alim. Allahu Akbar. The danger is to where? Shirk and kufr is where this danger of kibar will take us. That Allah, I'm the best. I'm better. I'm stronger. I've got more skills. I'm more educated. Etc. No. How can we say this? Oh, I've come here, I'm on this seat, and I will be given a better seat. Oh, I've been given the ilm, I've got knowledge, give me a title. So one is a person showing externally that he's, remember I said to you three demonstrations of kibar. One is a person verbally who says it, one is through his actions he says he's better, and third is a person in the heart. I went to the gathering, they didn't give me a good seat, everyone else was at the front, and he didn't give me a seat in the front. I should have been at the front, and he's unhappy. The person. So is this a basis of our goodness? And every day in our lives we play the game with our nafs and our kibr, with relatives, with friends, in gatherings. Oh look, he called me in the gathering with the relations and they didn't appreciate my presence. You know, in the wedding he sat me here at the back and the other person was at the front. How can he disrespect me like this? They've dishonored me. Allahu Akbar. And what is Allah Ta'ala saying? The Quran says that nothing will be useful in the on the Day of Judgment. Only one thing, بِقَلْبِ سَلِيمٍ. And the person who won't have bad things, bad thoughts, kibr in the heart, Allah says, I will accept that heart. Doesn't matter how many amal I take, deeds and worship and prayer. The first action, the first question will be asked of the heart. And if بِقَلْبِ سَلِيمٍ is demonstrated and proved on the Day of Judgment, then Allah will open the envelope of our deeds. Otherwise Allah will say, forget looking at his deeds, taking him to Jannah. His heart is bearing testimony to the fact that he had kibr. He was a proud person. That obviously water emanates, the water in the sea comes from the river, from the streams, from the source. So in the same way, if our iman is dirty, if our heart is dirty, we're praying, sujood, tahajjud, fasting, etc., then my ibadah will be contaminated, dirty, the source. If it's dirty, the source. Yeah, if the stream and the river is dirty, the seawater is dirty. Same way, if my heart is dirty, then my ibadah is dirty. Such a vast subject, the subject of the Quran, of the heart. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with this subject. He taught this subject to his Sahaba and to the Ummah. But we've forgotten it today. The science of the heart, the purification of the heart. When we die, and soon as the angels in the qabr, they will come. Soon as Malk al-Maut will come, this time will start. Everything will end. Allah will say, show your heart. Heart, all of this, the actions of the world will stay at the surface, at the top. All of this will come after ibadah, worship. Everything will come afterwards. Allah Ta'ala will say that first sujood, your prostration, prayer, everything for me, or was it not for me? Oh no, Allah, my salah, Allah will say, no, this was all for show. That show me the ibadah you did from the depth of your heart, from the clean heart, from the pure heart, from the good heart. Show me one sajda and I will give you forgiveness. Allah says, show me one. Show me one. What a big statement. So our heart is impure. It has pride inside it. And I want recognition. Me, me, me. I want respect. I want honor. Stand for me. Pray for me. Prostrate to me. Bow to me. Recognize me. Appreciate me. Everywhere from morning to night we have these feelings. I'm better. I'm bigger. I'm more educated. I'm more learned. I'm more able. I'm more stronger. No, but we don't have the qadr, the appreciation for Allah Ta'ala once. Well, Allah Ta'ala, there's only one way to save ourselves in the akhirah, a good heart. A good heart. And such a heart, and just like that verse we've read, that in the heart of a person should realize that, oh, I was going on the wrong track. I'm trying in the wrong way. I need to spend more effort and time on purifying my heart. And then he understands. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, as I said, has released the exam paper that will be asked on the Day of Judgment. And Allah Ta'ala has given the answers. Subhanallah. So we've got the question paper for the future, not a past paper, for the future, the paper. And we've got the mark scheme and the answers. So anybody now got any doubt in their hearts, my heart for this? Allah says in the Quran clearly, what is there left? Is there any doubt remaining? Any thoughts lingering? So what we realize here, what we realize is that we need to work on the heart. The person who runs towards the heart understands the heart. And so I have to need to spend time on the heart. And the person who says, oh, I don't have disease in my heart or darkness in my heart, then he is the most foolish person. And he can never be corrected and reformed. He can never be. because the disease is spread. We have so much illness in our hearts. Even a child can have this. And we don't realize this. And this sickness, we cannot cure this unless we take the solution. Automatically, it will not be solved. Look at this. So we cannot cure the heart from listening. Always an illness is cured via the cure, via the solution, the medicine. فَزَادَهَمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't cure your heart and the disease in the heart, this will continue. فَزَادَهَمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And it will take a person to where? Jahannam, to the hellfire. This will continue a cancer. If you do not, Allah Ta'ala says, fix the illness of the heart, then فَزَادَهَمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. This will continue, increase, multiply, minutes by the minute, by the hours, not through the years, through the minutes and hours. Takabbur through seconds can make a person commit thousands of sins. He stands like a god. He thinks he's great and powerful. The sin's on the tip of his nose. Look at anger. Anger. Always anger. We are angry with those people who are weaker than us. Remember this. I'm stronger. I know boxing. So and anger comes to me. And anger will come to me over those people who aren't strong. And the boxer, the most strongest person, will be the person who will have patience and bear other people patiently. So always we are angry on children or those who are weaker than us. Why do we get angry quickly with the children? Because we know the children are weak and we can hit them and punch them. Everyone who's weaker around us, who's in our custody, within our circle, sphere of control, we become angry with those people. This is coward. This is a cowardly person. And he is the biggest coward. Why? Because he has kibbutz and pride in his heart. He says, oh, you can't do nothing to me. I'm stronger than you. And he overpowers those people. So when we understand this point, then what does the man do? He says, oh, I'm wasting my time. Let me try to improve my heart. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. And this jama'ah, the jama'ah that tries and makes effort, says, come on, let's correct the heart. And these are the Sufi ikram. So those people who work on the heart, purify the heart, clean the heart, try to improve their hearts and become sincere, they are the Sufis. Sufis are not magicians. It's not some cult. It's not some innovation. Remember, for every group of people in the world, every sector of society, they're good and bad. There's pure and fake. So you have pure milk and fake milk. You have pure food, good food and fake food. And you have genuine and fake in the well. And same way Sufi, you have the pure and the genuine and you have the fake. So if you know when you're sitting with the Sufi, if your heart is improving, cleaning, you're becoming a better human being, sincere, you're not committing any drama, you're not showing yourself, you're not showing off, and you're sincere and you're paying attention to your heart and you feel emotion and you feel humble and sincere and you're sitting with the person who is a friend of Allah and making you a better person for a little while. You sit to a little meeting, a short meeting with that wali, and you start to have fikr of the akhirah, worry for the hereafter, and you start leaving the worry of the world and the seeking attraction and fame. Allah Ta'ala says that the place where a person sits to remember Allah, it's the garden of paradise. Alhamdulillah, when you come to the majlis of the wali of Allah, you get a bit of sukoon for a bit of time. You forget the sadness of the world. You start to remember Allah, the love of Allah comes to Allah. You come to the majlis with quarrels and disputes and worries of the world, but when you leave the majlis, you leave with a cool heart and you're better. When you get home, you're in a better position. You leave home in a bad way, but you go home in a good way. So we need to recognize that, am I khalis? Am I pure or am I fake? Am I impure? So we know that the good, the genuine milk or the honey, we can taste it, we can see it. Is it genuine? It's going into our stomach. We know if it's the right or the wrong product. So same way the heart, we need to go to the Sufi, the wali of Allah, to get the cure, to clean the heart. That yes, it's like we have to eat and drink and we look for the genuine products to eat and drink. So what about the heart, without which we cannot get success? So do we leave this line of the Sufis, of tasawwuf, and I shouldn't use the word line, rather this is a subject that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, vast subject, tasawwuf, the subject of purifying the heart, which is fard. Do we leave this because other people today who are Sufis, they are bad? No. This is the deception of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala didn't say leave the tasawwuf, leave the subject of purification of the heart, dhikr, tazkiyah, tafsir. Allah Ta'ala says, go, seek the wali of Allah. I've told you the signs. If you had the feeling that you need to correct your heart and become a better person, then go to that jama'at that does the work of purifying the heart. The teachers who teach this subject. If you go to one place and you see bad actions, innovation, and evil and sin, then go to the other majlis. Because Allah Ta'ala says, in your seeking and finding, I've become happy that you are traveling to find my closeness and nearness. You didn't go to find milk and food and water. You go into this majlis, this masjid, that house of Allah. When you find the genuine sheikh, the real sheikh, your heart feels cool. Allah said, you were working hard for me. So how will I make your effort go to waste? Of course I would. Allah says, wake up. I'm calling you to me, but Allah Ta'ala says, you're not seeking, you're not trying, you're not making effort. So those people, when they follow the formula that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to the subject of tazkiyah, tafsiyah, purifying the heart, tazkiyah, wa yuzakkihim, Allah says in the Quran, then what is the solution? Dhikr Allah, wadhkurullaha dhikran, wadhkurullaha kathiran, la'alakum tuflihun. Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr in abundance. When you do dhikr in abundance, your heart will shine. When your heart shines, tuflihun, you will come to me successful. Successful. This is the solution, very straightforward, simple formula. Allah Ta'ala is going to us. So now we realize that we, mal, wealth, dunya, and relatives, and we have to love and run after these things to that extent which is necessary for us. And the rest of the time, proportionately, we have to spend on making our heart. Because nor will wealth make give me use, nor my son, my daughter, my children, family. They won't help me on the Day of Judgment. Yes, but they are a necessity. It is a need. Allah Ta'ala has given them to us as trust. We have to give them food and drink and clothes and educate them. Ta'aleem, and when they grow up, give them good partners to be wedded to, and give them tarbiyah and nasiha. This is fard ain for every one of us. But this will not benefit us. This is for their needs that we need to fulfill, and to fulfill the haq that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. But Allah Ta'ala will ask us first on the Day of Judgment, qalbin salim, give me your pure heart. Give me your good heart. So to the extreme necessity, we have to spend time on, yes, of course, working, earning, providing for the family, feeding the family, giving them education, nasiha. But don't drown yourself in the love of the children, or drown yourself in the love of wealth. No, you implement the actions for fulfilling the needs of your family as much as is necessary. And then when it becomes too much love in the heart, you reduce that love and you run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make your heart for Allah. And if your son says, Dad, I need this car, I need this bit more money, you say, okay, let me work a bit harder, I'll drive the taxi a few more nights. Oh, my dad, my wedding's coming up, can you buy me these things for my wedding? And you work harder and try to make more money that you don't have. No, this is wrong. To your whatever you have, whatever you're capable of, say, son, I've got this, I can give to you. I can't do more than this, my son. I've tried my best. The amount I could have worked and I earned, and I've brought these things home for you, my son, my daughter, and my wife, my children, my family. This will give you barakah if you accept this with happiness. But the rest of my time I need to spend with Allah. In Allah's home, in the majlis, I have to do dhikr. I need to go to that gathering where I have to reform my heart, improve my heart. So my duty, my work is finished. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me duty. Now my duty is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to spend my time to improve my heart. What a beautiful life we'll have. So when a person follows this path and prescription, he tries and makes effort, Allah Ta'ala is ajeeb, hikmah, Allah is rahim, kareem, and we follow this path of guidance, alhamdulillah, but our heart is not becoming good. We are traveling, we've got the tasbih, we've sat with the wali of Allah, we're trying the amount we can. So Allah Ta'ala, when we're presented in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala won't see that as he got qalbin salim or not. Allah Ta'ala says rather, sa'im mashkura. Allah says that you tried and you made effort, and according to your effort, I will say yes, this heart is qalbin salim. That's it. Allah Ta'ala says, at least you tried, you made effort, you had fikr, you had worry. Allah Ta'ala says, the result's not in your hand. I want to see your effort. Don't look at the consequences or results. You follow my hukam, my order, my advice, my framework that I've given to you. So if a man starts to Allah Ta'ala's, follow Allah's framework, he starts to do dhikr, he makes a connection with the wali of Allah, he follows the methods Allah Ta'ala's given, then forget, am I successful or not? It's happening. You may not feel it, you may not see, but don't have worry, oh, I'm not pious, I don't feel piety. Allah says, no, you're following that track, you've ascended the ladder, you're driving down that motorway, and you will get to the destination. Don't worry. If not today, tomorrow. Not tomorrow, the day after, but don't leave that motorway. Don't come onto the slip road. Go straight to the destination. Don't follow your life. Oh, am I right, am I not? Am I pious? I don't feel goodness, clean. No, just say that Allah has given me a framework of life, a way to live the life. I do dhikr, my heart becomes clean, it's glowing. Alhamdulillah, definitely, I'm following this path, the framework Allah has given, the method. And Allah Ta'ala, as my Rabb has told me, Allah, I was following that path, I was implementing your advice, but then give me success on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. So easy for us. Our job is to what? Is that our needs, we fulfill our needs, and then in our free time, we make more free time, we meet with a friend of Allah, good pious company, sit with good people, do dhikr, follow the advice, the prescription, the nasiha, and then our home, everything's fine, and we're spending time remembering Allah, and then when we pass away, we'll get Jannah, inshallah. And the person who doesn't even try, then when he passes away, dies, how will he die? How will she die? The mutakabbir, the proud person who didn't take steps to go to a majlis, good company, learn about deen, listen to the parts of deen from the wali of Allah, do dhikr of Allah. So it's a very easy bargain, cheap bargain Allah has given to us. That go to the good majlis, good gathering, this good company of a wali of Allah, genuine wali of Allah, learn dhikr. Allah Ta'ala tells us in hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the greatest inam of Allah is not kingdom, children, wealth, money, and leadership, and wives, etc. The biggest gift of Allah in this world, Allah says, go and look at that person who's sitting and doing my dhikr. He has got the greatest gift. And this is Allah Ta'ala says success. Because his heart, biqalbin saleem, is being made. He's come towards falah, success, this person. So what does he become? What does he become? So when the heart feels to do this, an insan goes towards this direction, and he does dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah more and more and more. He had kibr before, pride, and he thought he was haughty and pride. Then tawaza comes. Humility comes, humbleness comes. No, 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 brother Yusuf, I'm not capable. Please, please, from the heart, not acting, not trying, for the sake of Allah. No, he's sweating. Please, brother, don't give me this title, don't give me this recognition, or don't give me this platform. No, 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 you're a sheikh. Astaghfirullah. No, no, I'm not a sheikh. I'm not a... No, 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 Allah forgive, Allah forgive. Not me, not me. The sweat comes onto the forehead of that person naturally. And naturally he becomes like this. He doesn't want recognition. Come, please, you're better. No, 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 please. Out of the back, I've seen a mufassir of the Quran. He was invited to a majlis. I was there present. And he was invited and he had to come. They were saying, where's he come, the sheikh? He's not here. No, I won't give his name. Great sheikh, mufassir, commentator of the Quran. 7 volumes of the Quran tafsir is written. I was there in the gathering. I knew. I was in the rear rows at the back. He came quietly, went to the back. He was praying nafal. People are waiting in the front. Sheikh Saab, where is he? He hasn't come. Come to the front. And he was praying nafal at the back. And I gave the hint, brothers, he's been come here for 30 minutes. Yes, these are not those people who want titan and acclaim and clamor and recognition. He is quiet, silent. When you go quiet, silent, he will come himself to the front and he'll stop. Alhamdulillah, that's what he did. He had a face full of nur, his actions full of blessings, and the Quran, mashallah, the droplets of the precious pearls of the Quran would drop from his face. He recited a short verse and the whole majlis benefited in a great way. Tawaza, humility. Nobody recognized him in the gathering, who he was. Was this the quality of the Prophet ﷺ? Tell me, that did he not have humility? Was he not humble? When the Prophet ﷺ went on hijrah from Mecca to Medina, when he reached sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Quba, just before entering to Medina, and the people at Quba couldn't understand. They didn't know who was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They thought that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the humility and humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was ashamed, and he took the cloak and the sheet and put it on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him the recognition, the mark. And the Peer Sahib today says, "Oh, you have to call me Peer. If I'm not given the title of Peer Sahib Sheikh, and they don't say Nare Takbir, I won't come into the gathering. I won't come through the door." He said, at least when I'm at the door, they should start shouting my name and calling out my name, so then I'll come in. That's my condition. Allahu Akbar. We want recognition. Why did you come, Peer Sahib? Why did you come, Sheikh Sahib, to the gathering? To rectify people's hearts, to give Islah, and you want yourself to be recognized? Because the heart's not made. The heart is not, when the heart is made, then this is the position. No seeking recognition. He doesn't know about the place or title or titles or names or recognition. He's come for one duty. Allah has given me this ilm. I need to benefit the people with this ilm and then leave. I need to depart. He doesn't look back and left and right and who is here, who hasn't come, who's picking up my shoes, who's at the door to serve me, recognize me, receive me, shake my hands. No. He has no daraja. No, my Hazrat said, no happiness for the man who's come and no sadness for the person who's left. These are the words. These are the words. He didn't look back. Has somebody come or not come? Is this person recognize me? Is there someone here to praise me? No. No. We don't seek praise. We don't seek recognition. This is the quality of the wali of Allah. And that's when the heart is sincere. Oh, I remember an event, so I can tell you this quickly and you will be happy as well. There were two great personalities. I will tell you their event. One was Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ashrafi. And one was Khairul Muhammad Jalandari. Rahmatullah alayhi, both of them. These are two great sheikhs, two great personalities. Two great personalities, and they're from our pious predecessors. And just in this sort of recent age that has passed in the last century. And Hazrat Khair Muhammad Jalandari, rahmatullah alayhi, he had a madrasa that he opened in Pakistan. Well, it was India at that time. Pakistan, Bangladesh, India was one. And that madrasa is such a big madrasa today in Pakistan. Khairul Madaris is the name. Maybe you know about this madrasa. Khairul Madaris.
And thousands of students, talaba, big madrasa, ulama scholars know this madrasa, Khairul Madaris, great muftis and sheikhs and scholars have graduated from, and the Mufti Azam of Khairul Madaris, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Sattar Sa, Damat Barakah, he was my peer bhai, he was my colleague, and he was a murid and a student of my sheikh, and he was a big mufti of Pakistan, and I saw himself that when he used to walk behind him, 30, 40 muftis and scholars would walk with him, his students, he was a great alim, he was bayah with my sheikh, and I'm just cutting off the first story. I'm saying that can I compare myself to him? He's such a great sheikh. I'm not even the dust on his slippers, Hazrat Abdul Sattar Sahib Rahmatullahi. And I was once in Medina, and he came to Medina at the same time. I was saying one thing, but I've just gone off track for a few moments. I'm just trying to explain humility. Such a great sheikh, Mufti Hazrat Abdul Sattar Sahib, and he heard that Faruqi Sahib has come to Medina. He had 30, 40 ulama muftis with him in his jama, in his congregation, and he soon before he came to the door, and he came off the chair, and he said, "Doesn't matter. I want to walk." He took his shoes off. He said, "Where's Faruqi Sahib sitting? I want to go and see him." And with the adab and manners, he came. He said, "What a great sheikh he must be going to meet. And me, I'm sitting there. I don't know who's coming to meet. I don't know." When he came close to me, I started to sweat. Sweat. And I saw him name me, such a great sheikh personality. And he's my colleague, the student of my teacher as well. And I stood up, I was shaking. He said, "Hazrat, I came to see you." I said, "Hazrat, what are you doing here? You?" And he realized, he said, that from such far away, he was walking to see me. He said, "I want to walk. And the khalifa of my Hazrat is sitting there. I want to go and see him, shake his hand. I want him to do dua for me." He asked me to do dua. Imagine his humility and humbleness. Imagine this. And I couldn't, I was sweating, I was trembling, shaking, afraid. And he forced me to do dua for him. When he was about to depart, he didn't let me stand to let him, to say salam to him when he departed. Can you imagine the humility and humbleness of a person? Allahu Akbar. And his Khairul Madaris, that's his madrasa, Khairul Muhammad Rahimahullah, who formed this madrasa. And the other sheikh was Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ashrafi. You've heard of a madrasa, big madrasa in Lahore, Darul Ulum Jamia Ashrafiya. Darul Ulum Ashrafi, everybody's heard this. Great Shaykhul Hadith who study, graduate from there, teach there. So these two Hazrat, Hazrat Khairul Muhammad Jalandari and Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ashrafi, both were Khalifas of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Rahmatullah. Let me tell you, these two sheikhs left home to go to the sheikh in the Khanka. As you see in the Khanka, our Khanka, we have the place where people come and remember Allah, meet the sheikh, they are fed, they're given food, and they serve the murids. And this is the mahal, the environment of the Khanka, where people come for rectification. So in the same way, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Rahmatullah, had made a Khanka, and the guests would have their rooms, and Hazrat had a hujra, and Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Sahib was in his hujra, in his room, and the other room was Hazrat Khair Muhammad Sahib Jalandari Rahmatullah. And both, they were doing tarbiyah. They had come to see the sheikh. And from one hujra, the Hazrat Khair Muhammad's hujra, Rahmatullah, you could hear crying. So Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Sahib Ashrafi went to his room in the night and said, "Why are you crying?" And he said that, "I'm emotional at this moment in time." These were honest people, weren't they? He said, "What is it, Hazrat?" He said that Hazrat Khair Muhammad said that when I go to the gathering of my sheikh, then at that time, everyone who's there in front of us, I consider myself as a bell. You know, bell is like the male cow. Yeah. In other words, he's saying, I consider myself as an animal, useless. I have no rank, no status. I am useless. I'm an animal. I'm a sinner. And everyone around me is pious, and I see myself as an animal, and he's crying. And then Hazrat Muhammad Hussain, when he heard this, when Hazrat Khail Muhammad finished what he said, and then Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ashfari started shrieking, screaming. He said, "Why are you crying, screaming?" He said, "I swear by Allah, I feel the same. I'm totally like this." They said, both of them, "Oh, we're useless. Such great people are here. They have faces full of nur, and we are the worst." So they both said, "Oh, we've come for Islah. Let's go in the morning to Hazrat and communicate to him our situation." So Hazrat Sheikh Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullahi, their students, they both were students, they said, "Let's go to him for tarbiyah, for Islah." So in the morning they went to the sheikh, they said, "Hazrat, why have you come? What is the situation?" They said, "Hazrat," both were khalifas, and they said, "Hazrat, the situation is that we want to present our deeds to you. Very bad situation we're in, very bad situation." They presented their feeling, emotion, they cried that, "When I sit down, I feel like I'm a cow, I'm an animal. And you, yes, I feel totally, I'm the same," Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ashrafi said. "So I feel like I'm useless." And the Hazrat started to say, "I swear by Allah, I've got wudu, and I'm sitting with, I'm fasting, and I swear by Allah, my situation is the same." The sheikh is saying this, the teacher. He said, "In the whole gathering, I do tarbiyah and advise my students, I swear by Allah, I consider myself as an animal, a cow, I'm the worst. I'm the worst." And this is tawaza, this is humility, humbleness. When a person reaches to the height spiritually, when he is the highest maqam in the hereafter is what? Tawaza, humility. Humble, lower yourself. And the worst station is kibar, pride, the lowest jahannam. And what's in between? Qalbin saleem, the good, whole, pure heart which we need to make. So either we can say by words, or by taking praise in the world, or glory in the world, or talking and chatting and wasting our time. This is our choice. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to us and defined to us the path. Allah has told us the path, that take this path seriously, and take this action seriously. We need to learn this ilm of tasawwuf, of purification of the heart, of getting close to Allah. We are sinful. We have all forms of sin in our hearts. We are not good people, but alhamdulillah, as the heart is made better and purified, then the sins will fall off like the trees on an autumn tree. Like the leaves on an autumn tree. The leaves. We should have courage, determination. There's no guarantee in life. Everything will be left behind, my friends. Nothing, nobody will go with us into the grave. Everything will stay here. Love and relationships and friendships and etc. As soon as a person dies and he's lowered into the grave, everything is detached from us. We realize what dunya we're going into. The dunya we will leave behind. Today, let's consider that Allah Ta'ala has given us the Qur'an, the message. We need to understand this and make our lives better. Allah Ta'ala has given me and you the tawfiq that we do dhikr, we come and we sit. We should sit with humbleness and sincerity. Don't waste a gathering. Don't waste time. Every moment we should pay attention on the heart. We should stay in maraqabah, do dhikr in the heart, silent dhikr. Today I read a very big statement with regards to the heart. This is such a great action, maraqabah, dhikr of the heart, to pay attention to the heart. That spiritually, if we look at spiritual life, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delwi rahmatullah said that if I look at this in a detail, the maraqabah, silent dhikr of the heart, if I was to leave this for a few seconds, then I will have lost the biggest gift of the world, and I will be in the biggest loss in the world at that time for those few seconds. If I leave the dhikr of the heart, the person is destroyed if he leaves the remembrance of Allah in the heart for a few moments, seconds. That we should keep the dunya to our hearts as much as is necessary. When a person starts to remember Allah, alhamdulillah, then all of anger, fighting, quarrels, disputes, everything is left behind. Never should a person think, I'm the best and other people are less than me and dirty. No. Even if somebody is poor and he is sinful and we think he's the worst of human beings, I should consider myself as a spider in front of that person. Worse than that person. As the Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah said, I swear by Allah, forget about your emotions. Now you've told me how you feel. I am forced to tell you that I don't understand, that I don't think I'm better. I am the worst. I'm like an animal. But I have to disseminate and distribute and share this trust that Allah has given to me, this ilm, with my students. Otherwise I'm the worst. And every sheikh feels the same. The sheikh, he has the same hal, totally the same feeling, emotion, that I am sharing this amanat with my students, but I don't feel like I go to a gathering and speak and give a speech. How can I face my students? I am worse than them. He am worse. He makes him bears himself in front of everybody. And this can come to a person if we have humility and we're humble. Imagine our maqam on the day of judgment. And Allah Ta'ala has given us that subject, that knowledge, that ilm, tasawwuf, purification, dhikr in the heart. And even then we don't practice this. How sad. How unfortunate. We think dhikr is to become a wali Allah. It's for thawab. It's not for me. No, it's not for any secondary or third purpose. Allah says, I want bi qalbi saleem. And there's only one way you can give qalbi saleem to Allah, by doing dhikr of Allah, by learning from the wali of Allah. Allah says, I will only accept in that time, on that level, when you have the qalb in saleem and you present your deeds to me. Then it won't be a normal salah, will it? You'll have a great salah, alhamdulillah. It'll be ajeeb. Your salah and your du'as and your prayers and your mu'amalat with qalb in saleem. When a person does the dhikr of Allah, ibadah of Allah, have you not seen that every ibadah Allah Ta'ala said, do dhikr, do my dhikr. Go on hajj, do my dhikr. Pray salah, do my dhikr. And jummah, do my dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala says, whatever Allah Ta'ala said, that when, for example, you come to make effort for me, do my dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, there's no example where Allah Ta'ala has not given the name of his dhikr in parallel. Allah Ta'ala says, if you do dhikr, then your ibadah will be with qalbin saleem. Whatever ibadah you do with my dhikr, it will be given a high grade. Otherwise your dhikr does not give me any benefit. Is to give you benefit, that on which level I will accept your ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.